state of emergency just declared over the trucker protest in Canada. Lisa Brady, Fox News. The premier of Ontario, Douglas Ford, says the vast majority of truckers protesting a vaccine mandate peacefully demonstrated and then went home. He's urging the rest to leave or face possible criminal charges.
We cannot have people occupying cities, holding them hostage, holding millions and millions of people hostage.
Ford says the Freedom Convoy protest has become a political statement, depriving people of livelihoods. Automakers on both sides of the border having to scale back production as key border crossings are blocked, including the Ambassador Bridge to Detroit. Today's the vaccine deadline for municipal workers in New York City. Several thousand could be fired, including some police and firefighters. President Biden has a plan to get money to the Afghan people, signing an executive order that would allow frozen assets to be split between humanitarian relief in Afghanistan and families in the U.S. who sued over 9/11.
When the Afghan government collapsed last year, the country left behind $7 billion in assets on deposit with the Federal Reserve Bank in New York. While the Taliban claimed it had a right to the money, the Fed froze the funds. Relatives of those killed in the 9/11 attack said they should get some of it to pay off judgments owed them after successful lawsuits against the Taliban.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal, a Taliban spokesman, is criticizing President Biden for not releasing all of the funds to Afghanistan, which has a humanitarian crisis as other countries refuse to recognize a Taliban-led government. Arraignment day for the man accused of plowing into a Christmas parade in Wisconsin, killing six people, injuring dozens. 39-year-old Daryl Brooks Jr. facing 77 charges. The defense has filed a motion for a change of venue. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Ukraine remains surrounded by Russian troops as diplomatic meetings continue. UK Defense Minister Ben Wallace meeting with his Russian counterpart today in Moscow.
I was clear about the tragic consequences that any invasion of Ukraine could have for all people, both Ukrainian, Russia, and the security of Europe.
Wallace says Russia still insists it's not planning to invade. An urgent legal process in motion at the Olympics after a Russian figure skater who's one of the favorites failed a drug test.
4 days after teenager Kamila Valieva helped the Russian team win gold in the team figure skating at the Winter Olympics, it's been confirmed the 15-year-old failed a drugs test in December.
Such cases are not helpful to the Games.
Olympic spokesperson Mark Adams is hoping for a rapid ruling in the case, which has gone to the Court of Arbitration for Sports.
We all need to see as quickly as we can a resolution of this, and we are working as fast as we can.
It's not clear why it took so long for the test result to emerge. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
A viral online game may have saved a woman's life.
An 80-year-old Illinois woman held hostage in her home for 17 hours, rescued thanks in part to the popular game Wordle. A naked man holding scissors woke Denise Holt Sunday morning, threatening her, according to reports, forcing her to take a bath with him wearing her nightgown, and eventually locking her in a bathroom. Holt's daughters on the West Coast, alarmed she didn't share her Wordle game score, part of her routine, or read text messages, alerted police, and that's when officers discovered suspect James Davis. A SWAT team used a stun gun to subdue him. Charges against Davis include home invasion with a dangerous weapon and aggravated kidnapping.
Fox's Lillian Wu. Stocks are mixed and fluctuating amid inflation anxiety. Right now, the Dow's up 5 points, the S&P and the NASDAQ lower. And Lisa Brady, this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.